More cities are welcoming electric scooters as a new way to get around. Pennsylvania is considering a bill to legalize them. And two Philly natives are hoping to get business rolling in their hometown. WHYY's Daryl C. Murphy has more.
Kevin Thompson and his partner Naeem Statham want to operate their electric scooter company in Philadelphia. It's called Verve S. And the two have a fleet of 100 scooters with a mobile app ready to go.
The advantage we got, we from Philly and we the first from Philly.
The Philly natives have been entrepreneurs in the city for some time. Their separate ventures include real estate and a nail salon. And now Thompson says they're hoping electric scooters will take them to the next level.
It's very profitable. So for us, it's about generational wealth and taking care of our communities and our families.
Dockless electric scooters don't have a station. They're rented through an app and can be found on the sidewalk. The idea for Verve came during trips to Los Angeles, where scooters have become popular.
We was like, yo, we should bring scooters back to Philly, man. Like, this should be major, and we jumped right on it.
Electric scooters are illegal in Pennsylvania, but Thompson and Statham are betting about $100,000 of their own money on that changing. State lawmakers introduced a bill to legalize e-scooters earlier this year, and it could pass before the year is out. In the meantime, Thompson and Statham are currently seeking support from state and city officials and potential investors. But even if they're legal at the state level, the city's Office of Transportation, Infrastructure, and Sustainability says it's in no rush to welcome electric scooters. Aaron Ritz is the Transportation Programs Manager.
We want to make sure that we're not just chasing fads, and we're not just chasing fads that end up being potentially dangerous for people.
A study from Austin, Texas, found out of 190 people who reported scooter-related injuries, a third were first-time riders. 14% were hospitalized. Thompson says they want to grow their operation slowly to better ensure safety. But if things don't work out for e-scooters, they're willing to pivot.
Go to e-bikes and take the e-scooters to another city.
Daryl C. Murphy, WHYY News.